Good morning, everyone. Well, let me ask you a question. Is God good this morning? Is God good all the time? Why is He good all the time? Because He is goodness. He is goodness. Goodness is not what God has, and it's not what He does. It's what He is. It's who He is. Therefore, He cannot help but be good. He just can't help Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I welcome all of you this morning. This is the Southwest, what?
Believer.
Are you a believer?
Yes.
Praise God. Well, I believe that you are, and we're going to pray this morning. Now, I want to just put things in context for you before we go any further. Remember, maybe those of you who haven't been with us before, we're praying. The focus the Lord gave me for this meeting is to pray about this meeting and its role and what God is doing in the United States, what God is doing in America. I know we have people watching from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, yes. But I think everyone understands the significance of America in the plan of God in reaching the world. America is very significant in God's plan in spreading the gospel, always has been. And so He hasn't abandoned us, and there were some that would seem to have abandoned Him, but praise God, here we are. And I have good news for you. There's an awakening breaking loose even as we speak. But whenever God is doing something, there are things we can do that move that plan along, that move His purposes along so they don't stall out or fizzle out or take decades upon decades. When we can have the move of God that we long for and desire as soon as we long for it and desire it. Now, I want us to, first of all, I want Aubrey and Tony to teach you a song this morning. Some of you may know it. It's old, I think. If it's not, it sounds it. But you know, there are some songs that are more helpful in prayer than others. All different kinds of music has all different kinds of purpose. And there's some songs that actually help us. Some help us because they open a way for us that we can step right into. Some help us because we're in a place and we need something to help move us along. Sometimes they help us because they bring us together and they give us one voice. They give us an opportunity to be on one note. To be on a note. And so this song, Aubrey mentioned it to me last night. She was humming it and said that they might think about doing it last night. But it didn't work out to do. But this morning, I more or less woke up with it. And so it's been playing over and over and over and over and over in my head and in my heart. And so usually, almost always, when that's happening, it lets me know that's where we need to start. So I have some things to share with you from the Word before we pray. We may not even get to that. I don't know. So we're just going to be prepared. I have several of my prayer leaders down here. Can I see your hands? All my EMIC prayer leaders. We got several down here this morning. Praise God. Glad that you're here. How many of you are prayer leaders? You have a prayer group at home or church or somewhere that you lead. Can I see your hands, please? Quite a few of you. Praise God. Well, this is a good little song to know. Can we just tell them the words?
We should have them on the screen.
Okay, words on the screen. Words, words, words. Okay. All right, can y'all see that one?
It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall rise like the dawning of the glory. Of the Lord shall fill all the earth, and the glory of the Lord shall come.
Now, you notice in that song, if you just listen to the music, sometimes it's the words, sometimes it's the music, but there are times when those two come together and they've got it's not just a message they have in it. They have captured a place in God. Music cannot take you any place it did not come from. That'll make you reevaluate a lot of music. Music can't take you where it didn't come from. And it's more than just, well, God or the devil, God or the world. It's more than that. There are places in God. There are streams of God. There are flows of the Spirit. And there are songs that can come out of those flows, and they capture, they carry in it. It's like a keypad lock, you know, you push the button and you hear these little tones, and the tones unlock something. Well, there are tones in music, and there are spiritual tones. And when we hit those tones, when the Holy Spirit gives you that tone pattern and he puts words in them, or he puts the music in the words and they come together, wow, open it comes. But it has to all be grasped by faith. Faith is what allows us to step in the door. We have the blood of Jesus that made the way. We have the Holy Spirit who gives us access. But if we don't exercise faith in it, then we sit around, you know, like bumps on logs. Just we step into it. We take it by faith and we work with it because he's working with us. Okay, so let's stand and I want you to sing this and put your faith with it. I know you don't know the words very well. Some of you may know. How many of you know this song? Serious? Well, several, but what it'll stick to you.
It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall rise like the dawning of the glory. Of the Lord shall fill all the earth, and the glory of the Lord shall come. It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall rise like the dawn.
Corinthians 4:6 says, light has shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory that is revealed in the face of Jesus. What about that face? Because I think I'm going to need your help today, Tony. Just keep playing like that. Just like that. What about the face? I was thinking about this morning in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. I was thinking about that, seeking his face, and several things came to my mind. And I thought, really, Lord, what is your face? The Bible says no man sees the face of God, so why should I look for something that I can't see? And yet, there's something in it more than just this circle thing. We're trying to put, we have the face of Jesus, which is a visible, physical thing that can be seen. But the face of God is so much bigger than something you could put, because he's not a man. He's a spirit. So what is the face of God? Well, the face of God is the presence of God. That's what it means, the prayer, all that. And I thought, well, okay, so what is the presence of God? You know, you assume you know those things, but when you really stop to ask yourself, well, what is that? Can you say it? Can you tell what it is? And I just said, well, I'll look it up, look up what presence is. And it didn't give me a definition that I cared for. It didn't say it. It says it's the fact of being. Well, that didn't do me any good. So what is his presence? And I believe this is somewhat accurate. It says an outward manifestation of an inward characteristic and quality that is sometimes felt, sometimes seen, but can always be discerned. And as believers, that light has shined in our hearts, and we are supposed to discern him, to perceive him, and to grow spiritually to where he, if you can't sense God, it's not him. Well, doesn't the Bible say that he hid himself? The Bible says, he said, I hid myself just for a little while. And what was he talking about when he hid himself? Jesus on the cross. But Ephesians chapter 1 says that we have been, I'll read it to you real quick. In Ephesians 1, 4, it says, he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be blameless in his sight and before him in love. And in studying the word before him, means in the Greek, it means in his face, before his face. He chose for us to be in his face. Now, Proverbs tells us that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to discover it. You see, we work together with him. It's not everything that he does. We work together with him. He's done all the hard part, but we work together with him. We're co-laborers with him. So as we pray this morning, what are we doing? We're seeking everything that's in that presence that he wants revealed in this meeting. What's in his presence? Well, anything we need. His comfort. When you think about going into somebody's presence, I know there have been times that I've been under pressure. George and I maybe been under a lot of pressure. And we just get over into my dad's presence, and that pressure begins to lift. Why? Because there's comfort there. There's information, there's wisdom, there's counsel, there's experience, there's knowledge, there's anointing, there's knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And we come into the presence of Brother Copeland, and that pressure can just lift right off of us in his presence. The presence of a mother, the presence of a father, the presence of a close friend. What is it? Just getting in their presence. The knowledge that's there, the help that's there. But if you don't take it, and what did we learn last night? What grace makes, faith takes. Oh, I like that. I like that. So let's just now begin. We'll enter in here by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that enables us to search out the bottomless things of God, for to be uncovered and revealed, not only to us. It's not just uncovered and revealed to our mind like knowledge, but it's the working knowledge. It's an uncovering of his presence in this place to do what God wants to do. Amen? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Let's sing through it one more time, and then we'll just let the Lord lead us into prayer. Go ahead.
It shall flow like a river. It shall fall like the rain. It shall rise like the dawning of the glory or the plain. And the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth. And the glory
knowledge, the knowledge of the Lord, the knowledge of your will, the knowledge of your presence, the knowledge, Lord, that you want revealed in this meeting. Knowledge revealed. How important knowledge is to be revealed. Knowledge of the Word of God. knowledge of who we are, knowledge of our place in the body, knowledge of a discernment of the body of Christ. Pray in the Spirit. Knowledge of the discerning of the body of Christ in the United States of America. Empowerment that the body of Christ would know who she is, the bride of Jesus, the bride of the Anointed One, the unification, Lord, the unification. Lord, we know this nation will never have unity till the church has unity and produces it for the nation. The life of the nation is dependent on the life of the church. So we lift the church to you, Lord. We lift the church to you, the church of the living God, the body of the Anointed One and His anointing. And we lift, Lord, to you this meeting and all that it means over the body, all that this meeting means to the body, all this meeting means to every church, to every home. Revelation, Lord, revelation, insights, understanding, working knowledge in Brother Copeland, knowledge working in Brother Jesse, knowledge working in Brother Jerry, knowledge working in Brother Keith, knowledge working in Brother Creflo, knowledge working in Brother Winston, knowledge working in all the children's ministry, knowledge working, knowledge of the working in the teenagers, knowledge, supernatural revelation of the knowledge of the Lord that's revealed in the presence of Jesus. Lord, by faith, we seek that presence. We desire, we require it, Lord. It's not been hidden or held back from us, but we recognize our need. We recognize, Lord, with great desire and passion that the presence of the Lord fill this place, that the presence of the Lord fill each of us, that the presence of the Lord fill the United States of America. Once again, Lord, we bring our supply, the filling of God, the filling of God in the earth, the filling of the glory of God in all the earth, the revelation of God to come through the United States of America, the revelation of God to come through the church, revelation of Him in strength, revelation of Him in power, revelation of Him in mercy, revelation of Him, revelation of His goodness, revelation of Jesus, oh, the revelation of Jesus. Hadari said that ko odoshi edikitsitara la kita es oza hene ezo koso lilavashto keata. Lord, we pray for the discovery, the uncovering, Lord, of the greatness of your glory. Akrisato odoshale kisata kasebre edo okle isa ede ha resho one kisala kasigen isado kozosi. Grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient for the need. His grace is sufficient, Lord. We know that grace is sufficient. Grace is sufficient for our election. Grace is sufficient for our universities. Grace is sufficient for every generation. Grace is sufficient. The grace of God is sufficient. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God. By faith, we take it. By faith, we take what grace is made. By faith, we take the outpouring. By faith, we take revelation. By faith, we take the move of the Spirit across this land. By faith, we take it. By faith, we take the move of God. By faith, we take the power of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. You are a God of justice. You are a God of righteousness. You are a God of wise counsel and wisdom. You and you alone are able You and you alone are able to know how to manage every person, every family, every church, every community, every city, every state, all working together for the end glory of this nation. Only you know how to do it. Only you know how to do it, and you do it by your grace. You do it because of your mercy. And because we have faith. We have faith in Him. We have faith in Him. We have faith in Him who raised Jesus from the dead, victorious over all the work of sin, victorious over death. He holds the keys to death. He holds the keys to hell and everything hell can do. He holds the keys to victory over division. He holds the keys to victory over death, victory over sin, victory over strife. He holds the key. He holds the key. He holds the key. And we take it. We take it. We take it. We take the keys. We take the keys, revelation keys, knowledge keys, working knowledge. Lord, we pray for assistance now. Assistance of the Lord. Assistance of the Holy Spirit. Assistance, assistance now. Assistance, assistance. The assistance, yes, O cobra darilita ta. Hera ese kastede bahota kisnara egla kosotoro braderi kisei. Lord, kushta kinamaste. Lord, to say, words to say, words to say, words to say, words to say, words, 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 higher, 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 deeper words that reach higher, deeper words that reach higher, stronger as so kodeshti. Stronger as so de kishtaka, stronger as so de rizishaka dresto kitata. Drawing our strength out of roshteki from our union as so gete. Draw our strength agaboso stay to undo the works of the devil. Drawing our strength at a shoko sikastoro devrastoke to undo the deceitfulness akaboste. Undo it, undo it, undo it. Undo, to undo the devil's strategies, to undo it, undo it, undo it. That the word of the Lord, to undo it. Zegebrato stegibata. Indagaratso desirele kioto stekirabaso stedemaha. Words of kashtote, words of gebasote, words of veropokemo, hoshtekel brosike. Words now, words, words, words for the now, words for right now, the words for now, the words for now. Sakibro, oh, also terabas de kerabasote. You are a shokanama legis oshtekirabatosikata. Oh, words that was stoga brasta. Words that are goste kinata, words that set that up roste kinala, words that kilegivasta, words that kevarovoste, words of God is shakavarosteki, words that fenanoboste kena, words that saproteste, and words that kevaroboste, words of adosteste kina dazosti, words of akashtose, utterance of koboste ki. Words of frata strongene, let us sober in the gisatone. Words of claim, claim the coste kibata. Words of frato sneva da stokabata. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, that is shagere balagine. Adosoto hone enike. Ne ikatsoto te. Lord, avrana hakisha tarabo. Lord, aglegivasote. Endo hone evra izona tikete. Together, together, taking hold together. Taking hold together. Taking hold together. Taking hold together. Taking hold together with us. Taking hold together. Taking hold together. Taking hold together, Asato Boshte Gimana. You are a Stokemati in the name of Jesus. Bow your knee. Soto Brasse Kilamatsu Kebene. I destekira blokasi. And the Kaso and the Sharabat Sota. Indo Konsebreena. And I say, Aloboto Kishtata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Most High. In the name of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.